is BBS Mobile.
KRUH Mobile.
Yo, yo.
What's up, Dakota? Stationally waiting to get on to 59 eastbound, watching his traffic jam. Man, I don't envy you having to deal with Hall Road every day, that's for sure. Honestly, coming and going to work, not bad. If you want to leave during the day, nightmare. Yeah, I can imagine. Hey, you know, the other night you were saying you're thinking about buying another one of those aero antennas. I didn't get the use out of that one that I thought I was going to. If you want to, I think you sold to me for 2.25 or something like that, if you want to buy it back.
Yeah, let me think about it, because I was tossed around the idea of doing some satellite stuff, and I don't have any interference. But, not until the fall, because if you walk outside of my yard right now, you get dive-bombed by every insect in the world.
Yeah, well, that's going to change really quickly here soon, I would imagine.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm one of those weird people that hate summer. Can't stand when it's over 80 degrees. So I'm ready for those I can see my breath mornings.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. If it could be either 75 year-round with no humidity, or, heck, I would even take, I'd probably take fall or maybe even winter year-round.
Yep, same here, dude. Like, if I can wear jeans and a hoodie every day, all day, that's all I care about. My breath in the morning and then at night, wake up, there's some frost on the truck, that's what I'm about. This 88 degrees, 85 degrees, and like, humidity, it's disgusting, I hate it. Is that NDE effective?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, what'd you end up having for dinner last night? Did you guys get carryout? Hunting this weekend, or what do you got cooking? Anything good?
No, we've got a wedding Saturday, and then I think it's youth hunt on weekend, so I can't hunt up to take, I guess I could take my 4-year-old, but she hasn't shot or anything, so I'm not going to do that. And we've been on farm tags, so we've been shooting deer all summer, but it's like the same thing, right? Like, there was one night we shot 3 deer, it was 85 degrees, so that was a nightmare. Not doing that again.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's like drop it and immediately process it.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately we don't have to track them, right? Because there are a lot of these rifles, so frequency legends, they don't go far. And then we got to gather them up, we got to clean them, and then we got to pack full of ice and get them to a processor within like a couple hours. So it's like this is all while you're getting eaten alive by flies and mosquitoes, so it's just not enjoyable.
Man, I figured you would have done all your own processing, not taking it somewhere.
Nope. Don't have the patience. Don't have the tools. Don't want to deal with the disposal. For the $150 it costs to have someone else do it, and it's vacuum sealed and labeled and deboned and delicious, it's just a no-brainer. It's not worth the time.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know that's the way I would do it. All my buddies that live over by where you used to live, those guys process all their own stuff and have it down to a science, but they've been doing it that way since they were kids, so it's like second nature, but man, I can't imagine the work that goes into it.
Man, yeah, all that stuff, it's just not worth it. This dude with his bright stuff behind me, I swear to God. But yeah, I'm pulling the office here, so I'll let you know that arrow. I can't remember what I paid for it. I feel like we barter back and forth all the time on stuff too. So I gotta really decide if that's something I'm gonna get back into or not, or if I'm just gonna allocate more funds to the UHF side of stuff.
Yeah, let me know. I would imagine as the weather gets cooler and in the winter, it would be really good out by you. But whatever works, man. I'll get some use out of it sooner or later. Or if you want it back, you can get some use out of it.
All right, man. Sounds good. I'll catch up with you this afternoon. I'm pulling the parking spot. NATV, that's all good.
K8, RUH, mobile and monitoring.
Bye-bye, Dakota. Well, good morning, man. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Sean. I was wondering if that was you, but I couldn't tell until you cleared your voice.
Yeah, those were the first words out of my mouth. I wasn't ready for that. Oh, man. So I processed one in my life. I said, yeah, not again. It's like Dakota says, it ain't worth it. But I'm glad I did it once, but that was enough.
I can imagine. Yeah. I would pay for it to be done unless I was with the guys I grew up with that do it, and then I would probably take notes and help out, but wouldn't be my first choice.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of work, and yeah, especially, you know, you get it all bagged and sealed and marked and all that stuff, so have somebody else deal with all the leftovers. Yeah, no, it's an easy decision, but no, I can see, you know, I know there's guys that do, you know. It's my buddy Carl up in Alger at the time. I don't know where he's at now. I lost touch with him. Probably gone. He was considerably older than me, and this is back in the 80s. But he always processed his own. So, you know, it's just a matter of how you view it. But to me, like, I agree with Dakota. Yuck. Let somebody else do all it. It's just messy and time-consuming and a lot of work.
Yeah. Hey, are you around tomorrow? I have those, I was going to grab a couple of those PDUs, throw them in my car, and maybe make my way over to Mount Clemens at some point during the day, if you're around, and see if those will work for you.
Oh, yeah, just let me know. Yeah, just let me know, and I'll, you know, come. Meet you or come get them or whatever, you know. And you don't have to do a special delivery, but I mean, you're welcome. But that's awfully nice of you. But no, just let me know whenever, and we'll make it work.
All right. Yeah, I work from home on Fridays, so you know, I might be able to get out and do it. So these things are not tested, so I'm gonna grab a couple of them. We don't actually have the ability to test them, but they came out of a working environment. So, yeah, we'll get it figured out and make sure that they work for you and go from there.
All right, cool. Sounds like a winner. Then, yeah, maybe I can blast on that way as well. Maybe do Charlie's for lunch or something. Who knows? But, all right, we'll figure it out one way or the other.
Yeah, we'll get it dialed in. I just would prefer to get them out of my car tomorrow. Don't want them in my car or in my garage. If I bring one more thing into my garage, my wife's going to kill me. So, yeah, get them out, get them into your hands, and hopefully solving some of your problems.
Yeah, we actually have them at all the sites, and then where we're partnering with Central Michigan, they have their own, and it was theirs that took the hit. But theirs wasn't, you know, everything on theirs wasn't UPS. You know, they had their PDU. We have our PDU on a UPS, so that anything that's plugged into it will get the benefits of the UPS. So I got to be, you know, mindful of what kind of draw I put on the thing. And, that, and a repeater is out of the question. Fred's didn't have any kind of UPS backup on it. It was strictly just the control outlets. And so I picked up, I think his did have battery backup at one time, but it's long expired. So I was able to pick off one of his ports, and that worked. You know, somebody gave me a suggestion. I didn't even think about it, but just get, you know, one of them Amazon or Alexa or Google Home controlled outlets. I don't know what kind of power they'll pass, but there'd be an easy way for me to do it. I could just say, you know, Alexa, you know, turn off Mount Clemens repeater. You know, Alexa, turn on Mount Clemens repeater. That would be a way to do it. But I actually have one of those, but there was, you know, right way to do it for the PU, obviously.
Yeah, and now that for the moment you have a source, doing it the right way is probably the best way.
Yep, absolutely. So, all right, yeah, I look forward to that. We'll see how those work out. And then, hell, if they're good, we'll figure out how many you got and work something out, work out a deal. But I got three sites currently that I wouldn't mind getting something in. But like I said, we earmarked some for those sites, but so it's not like I don't have them. It's just we had a malfunction. Boy, a lot of fog today. Over here at 16 Mile and Mound, and quite thick.
Yeah, it's quite thick. I think I'm in your neighborhood. I'm at DeQuinder in between 12 and 13, and you can't see the tree tops.
Sort of a little chit-chat over on the other side of the radio. But, yep. So, that time of year get really cool. Get foggy when it's starting to, until it burns off. Oh, man. So I was in the field yesterday. I was, had some contractors doing some work at one of my sites, and pretty much I just had to spend the day babysitting them, working off my laptop in the car. That was an interesting day, to say the least. Finally get back to the shop today to figure out where I'm at.
Yeah, sitting in a car all day is not fun, and it's even less fun when you're not driving it. But assuming all of those PDUs work that I have 36 of them right now. They're really nice ones, so hopefully they work for your purpose, and they'll be drastically less expensive than what they run brand new. So we'll be able to work out a sweetheart deal for you.
Roger. All right. I'll have to get a hold of our buddy Fred. He's the one that has the deep pockets for that stuff, even if they're not that deep. But yeah, remember, what did he get? He bought like 70 of those Weiss boxes.
Yeah, he bought a lot of them. That was funny. But yeah, I mean, those things seem to be working well for you guys. I've been on the lookout for they make a smaller one, a 3040, that people are turning into nodes, into All-Star nodes. But, man, we haven't seen any of those, I think, since I started looking for them.
Yeah, those are really cute. I picked one of them up to play around with, and I got a working All-Star 2.0 on it. And it's a little bit of a PETA because they don't have an SD card, or not an SD card, they don't have a SSD drive. They only have that eMMD flash memory, And you got to kind of, like, if you want to install something on it, you got to kind of finagle it. You got to get it on there, and then you got to, boot in, and you got to edit a file to have it point to the proper startup file. It's not hard, but it's a little bit more difficult to get one of those set up. And then it is flash memory, you know, so I don't think it's going to be quite as robust as having a legit SSD in the thing like the 5070s have. But having said that, I'm sure it'd be fine. They're very cute, nice and compact. And one of the best things is they run on 5 volts, so you don't have to have any crazy power supply. You can, you know, what I do is I take one of those little dollar DC to DC converters and I give it a, you know, give it a good stiff 5 volts, and then I can power the thing off just about anything I find from 6-7 volts up to, you know, 20. It'll regulate it right to a perfect 5. And so if I'm using it in a repeater environment, you know, I can just tap it off the back plane where I find 12 volts or something, and, you know, that little board will give it a nice perfect 5 volts. So anyhow, they're just a little bit, they're cute, and they're small, and a lot easier to power.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. But they're nice and small, like you said. I'd like to get one, and then I could make my other node that's mobile and kind of stays in my car, and I can use it all the time. And then I would have everything covered on nodes. But right now my node just stays in the house because it's easier that way.
Yeah, I think I'll get that. I think I'll upgrade that. I made that 3040 into a node for the 2.6, and then I changed my mind and went 5070. So it's just been sitting there. I think I'm gonna redo that with ASL 3.0. And I don't know if you've monkeyed around with that ASL 3.0, but you got to use that. Of course, you know, the ham VoIP's only for PIs, but the ASL 3.0 is very much improved. The whole installation experience is very much improved over the ASL 2.0, which wasn't horrible, but there were just a lot of things. They made a lot of assumptions, and it's a real problem sometimes with these guys that know everything. You know, they like, you know, so ASL 3.0 is you do a Debian install on your device, and then you install it as a package in Debian. So then if you have something like, you know, people are asking, like, you know, well, how do I do my Wi-Fi? And they, you know, because on Ham VoIP they had a menu item where you could actually go through and manage your Wi-Fi connections. Very handy. And in ASL 3.0, instead of saying, oh, you got to actually do this like this because that's actually a function of the operating system, not a function of All-Star Link. So therefore, you know, instead of just explaining it and, you know, pointing, you know, you get this kind of like, well, that's not All-Star. That's part of the operating system. You idiot, you know, and then now you got to go digging around and figure out, you got to start reading in the Debian, you know, forms and all that, and to try to figure out how to do this, and then you find out that there's another package that they don't even tell you about that you can use to, you know, it's just, that's the whole, you know, it's just that, you know, that's the whole atmosphere over there, and that's why Ham VoIP was so successful, but it's getting better, you know, but they gotta just realize that they're marketing a PI appliance version of ASL 3.0 now. You're going to have people that are going to ask what you consider simple questions.
Yeah, you know, that's why I haven't monkeyed around with a lot of that stuff, because it is very, there's a lot of elitist mentality when it comes to a lot of that stuff, and I don't know much about it, so sometimes it's easier to stay away from it than it is to get involved in it.
Well, I hope you never get that impression from anybody over in Who Cares. Everybody's been pretty forthright and with information, and I don't think that's what you mean. But yeah, you're right. There's there is sometimes that kind of like inner circle kind of crap going on, and it just turns people off to stuff. And then and then of course they just double back and double down and say, well, we didn't want their kind anyhow. It's like, okay, great, bully for you, great for the growth.
Yeah, for sure. No, nobody who cares over who cares group has been like that at all. Everybody's been super helpful. I've got a ton of help from Dakota, and any questions I've ever had, everybody answers like at an alarming rate. So it's been super helpful. I probably wouldn't even be involved in radio anymore if it wasn't for meeting Dakota and finding people to actually talk to and with a knowledge base to help me out.
Yep. No, it's good stuff, and everybody loves sharing the knowledge. All they want is people that are really want to learn it. It's like we did a thing a few years ago. We had a DMR primer at a friend's. He had an outdoor barbecue place, and so we had this big event there. It was just to teach people how to program their own DMR radios, and it's involved. DMR radios have a definite learning curve. So we had this primer, and we had a bunch of guys that knew how to do it, came with their laptops, and a very successful. A bunch of people showed up, but we found that a lion's share of them, a great deal of them, they didn't want to learn it. They just said, they just wanted to hand you the radio and say, here, program my radio. And it's like, I don't mind doing that for friends, but, it's just, it gets old and tired and the idea of that thing was to get hold people's hand and kind of try to help them understand what they were doing so that they could do it, it turned into more of a, here, do this for me thing. So that kind of bugs me a little bit, but still, I wouldn't be rude to anybody about it, just kind of not do it again.
Yeah, for sure. I would love to learn more about DMR. I actually have a few Anytone radios and have gotten to the point where I only use them for analog because I haven't figured out DMR enough to actually use it and haven't put the time to it.
I'd be glad to help.
What do you hate? Maybe I heard wrong. I thought he said I hate something. But DMR's a feral monkeys. And probably the easiest one is fusion. And it's probably the most prolific. And there may be a those two statements may kind of like be why. Fusion sounds good, it works good, it's easy, and there's a lot of fusion activity around. In fact, there's a fusion repeater like right in your neighborhood, and it's connected up to the greater fusion network. And then DMR has got, there's plenty of DMR around, and a couple of different systems. And the DMR is kind of more the, you see that in both the commercial world and the amateur world. So, there's a lot of commercial radios. I'm sure you'll see a lot of DMR stuff in your line of work. So, other than the radios, pretty much anything with a XPR. So if you see some XPR 5550s or 7550s, that's your Huckleberry.
Yeah, I kind of had that Anytone working for a while, and then I figured out that I wasn't able to get into any DMR repeaters from my house, so it went by the wayside. But I have threatened many times to get a fusion radio because, like you said, there is a fusion repeater that I should be able to hit with an HT from my house, which is abnormal because I can't hit anything with an HT from my house other than the Detroit GMRS repeater.
Okay, please worry with somebody else in there. I'd like to change that. I have something in the works I'd like to get something for this system there. I mean, at minimum, a receiver. How do you hear this system, this one, where you're at? Can you hear it okay? If you were able to get in with if there was a receiver down there, would you be able to hear it adequately?
You know what? I'll have to test that this afternoon or tomorrow with an HD. Usually when I'm at home, I rarely grab an HD. If I do, I just go right on GMRS because I know if I'm in my driveway, I can get into the repeaters. I'll let you know. But, yeah, anything, I mean, there's probably not much I can help you out with, but anything I could do to help to get something down in my area, let me know. I'll try to assist you in it.
Yeah, I got a couple of ideas, and you know, the problem with this one is frequencies. You know, there's not a lot of UHF frequencies available in Metro Detroit. So how you do it is, you know, I could do a satellite receiver, you know, could do something like that, of course. But, you know, then that means that you got to have ample transmit footprint down there, or else, you know, why bother? But that might be enough. You know, I don't know. I've thought about going to a extensive receiver system, and it would also allow me to up the ante on the transmitter as well. You know, by pulling the receiver out of the main transmitter site, I can run full snot out to the antenna. No duplexers or anything, no loss. I got a 250-watt transmitter. If I just beamed out 250 from the main site and then just off-sighted the receiver and put in some receivers, it's had me thinking lately. Oh, man, look at the line at Starbucks. Good Lord.
You know, Sean, I will tell you this. If I can hear in my neighborhood, I still don't know that, judging by where you've told me your daughter and son-in-law live, I don't know if they'd be able to hear down there. Because they're a few miles, you know, 4 or 5 miles as a crow flies from me at least.
Yeah, I got to test that myself. You know, as many times as I've been sitting there with my radio, I just can't recall. I know I can work the Detroit, like you said, the Detroit GMRS pretty easy. And, you know, so is that. But really, I'm just curious about the transmitter footprint. You know, if the transmitter has adequate coverage, you know, even if it's a little light, but you can still hear it, you know, then it's just a matter of getting receive coverage. That's easy to work out. I can work that out one way or the other. I got two or three ideas for that. But, all right, well, like I said, try it out and see. And, let me know if you're curious. Start looking heavily into getting something going on down there.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Maybe one day I'll get you on the radio and I'll just drive around that whole area and give you a signal report or something. That way you can have it plotted out where you think what you're able to do with it.
Yep, that'll work. So now I got to decide, do I want to stop at Nikki D's? Yeah, I think it will. I'm not a big fan of their coffee, but their iced coffee is not terribly bad. Maybe I'll do that. You got to have something, though, right?
Yep. Just resist getting breakfast. Don't do it. I know you want to. I want you to, but don't do it.
Oh, why not? I was going to...
Oh, I knew you were going to. I'm here to talk you off the ledge.
Two breakfast burritos, one hash brown, and one iced coffee.
Sounds delicious, with hot sauce. Don't forget the hot sauce.
Boy, is that Yes, to the ATIO. Quick question, Sean. I don't know if really anybody knows the answer, but is there a 2 meter or a 1.25 meter repeater around at all? I kind of was looking, and I really haven't been able to see too much, at least a friendly that I would recognize.
Looks like Sean got lost at McDonald's.
N-A-K-B-B.
Good morning.
Good morning. He's probably at the drive-thru where the drive-up window is a jack-in-the-box thing. Hey, if you need help programming DMR radio, I'll be glad to either walk you through it over the phone or meet you in person or what have you, you know, show you how the ins and outs. It's not that bad. It's just that you have to get like 3 or 4 things right in order for it to work. Otherwise, the repeater ignores you.
That would be great. I will try to get in contact or make a mental note of your call here. And when I have some time and we could both figure it out time-wise, that'd be cool. I have been close to figuring it out, I think. But, you know, there's, like you said, if one of the three things are off, it doesn't work. So just a little better understanding would probably go a long way.
Yeah, where's your home QTH that you were trying to get in? I'm kind of a DMR fanboy. Sean made that reference to the 550 and the 7550. I got a handful of those radios. I love them. But I also have the Anytone. That's a great radio. That's a true hand DMR radio.
Yeah, so I have a Anytone, but I think you asked where I was located. Home is in Grosse Pointe Woods, Eaton Mac area.
Yeah, you should be able to hit that MI5 press repeater, MI5 system with a handheld in your house. Those things have just got tremendous coverage. Search MI5 ham and it'll take you to the website. I'm sure you've probably already been there. And it shows you all the topical coverage area. The thing is absolutely fantastic for coverage. And it's starting to get more and more popular. But, yeah, you got to get the right talk group. You got to get the right color code. You got to get the right time slot. You got to get the right frequency. You know, you have to get all of it. Otherwise, the repeater just sits there and plays dumb. And then sometimes even when you do hit it, you don't know you hit it, because like on the analog repeaters, you get like a nice courtesy tone. Well, on digital, you don't know if it worked or not unless somebody responds back to you. I mean, because even if the bar is lit up, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's acknowledging anything that comes back out. And they can program them to like let's say, for example, the MI5 system. They can program it to only listen to like talk group 5-1, 5-2, 5-3. So if you try to do something other than that, it just goes, huh, not for me. So, yeah, I'm a fanboy of it, so I'd be glad to help. NAKPV Wally. Sean knows me pretty well, too.
Got my stuff, man.
Hey, Wally, that was NAKPP, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. I wrote down your call and your name, and at some point here in the near future, I'll get in contact with you and see if we can link up and I can get a better understanding. Because, you know, I have the radio. I may as well utilize it to its maximum ability.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's fine. I'll be glad to help. I can show you where to go and, you know, things not to do. On that 5 system, they kind of like you to join their little I.O. group, and there'll also be a link there. That way, if they do some special events or they don't want you using the repeater, they fire off an email saying, hey, please don't use Talk Group 2 this day or something like that. And but, yeah, you should have no problem down there with that. So, okay, Sean, your turn.
Oh, no. Sounds like you're getting stuff done. I'm just pulling in to work here, so I'm going to transition over to the handheld and head inside. Probably won't be back on here for a little bit anyhow. But I just was, I had a snafu at the drive-thru, so that was why I disappeared. All right, we'll catch you guys. W8FU.
Have a good one, Sean.
Yeah, I got to get ready to get to work, too. But, yeah, just look me up. If not, Sean can give you my cell phone number or something like that. I'd be more than happy to help. You know, if you want to meet lunch sometime or a cup of coffee, I'll do that. If you just want to do it over the phone, I got the same radio, so I can walk you in over the phone. I can take you to the web links that, you know, that all these different people own the DMR stuff. So, and I know there's some talk of a little bit of expansion on some of that stuff, but that's far down the road, I'm sure. So, I mean, DMR is hot and cold, you know, but I like it. It's either all there or all not. So that's kind of like my fan thing. So I'll be glad to help. So I will talk to you later. Sorry I didn't get your call or your name, NAKPP.
Sorry about that, Wally. My name is Anthony, KEARUH. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks for the advice that you've already given and any future advice, and we'll catch you later. 7-3.
Oh, I've looked you up one time before. You related to the guy that owns all those car dealerships? Same last name?
No Ventimiglia that I know that own car dealerships. But, I'm not related to the folks that have the market either on Dodge Park.
Okay, popular last name. Hey, talk to you later. Annie KPP.
Have a good one.
W8HBX, W8HBX, KF8AT.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Oscar East Lansing.
Haven't been following at all. I haven't been on Discord over there in a bit, getting caught up, but I assume provisions are in the works, so that's good to hear. And yep, I'm on my way to Sterling Heights, making my way to 127 and 69 here.
Okay, very good. Yeah, this repeater is very strong here. I'm in East Lansing, up by Lake Lansing Road, Myers, so you're not too far away, going by our front door. Yeah, we're finishing up on a grant that we got from the ARDC 2 years ago to do antenna restoration and to, you know, get things cleaned up after the pandemic. So we're still looking for a tower rigger and somebody that can hoist the new beam up on the tower on the roof of the engineering building. So if you know anybody like that, let me know. We do have a couple of people in mind, but nothing is certain yet. And yeah, good to glad that you're on Discord. There are a lot of people on there and a lot of people having fun just meeting hams that they never knew were in the Lansing area. Are you doing much with DMR, K-8-J-D-S, W-A-D-O?
And I have not been recently, and if you don't remember, I was talking with you quite a bit this winter, getting those other talk groups programmed in on DMR. We were, you know, DMing in Discord. So that's who you're talking to right now.
Oh, no, I get it. Sure, I remember very clearly. I was trying to get onto some of those subgroups of 3126 for the TechNet and so on and so forth. I had a problem with my MD380, the TYT rig that I use on DMR. The thing is basically locked up. I can't seem to get it to connect with the cable, and the driver is in the cable. So I haven't had time to play around with it. I mean, it works. I can't get off of 3126 or whatever the code plug has in it the last time it was available. So it's kind of a halfway usable radio. It's just fine as long as I don't try to change anything. JDS, WADO. AWO.
Heard another station in there. Go ahead.
This is November 8 Whiskey, Juliet Lima. N8WJL, his name is Jay. Did I hear somebody say they in Lansing?
Yeah, we're both coming in through N8OBU Dansville link into that system there. But I'm also here in FBI Machine and Warren all the way into Lansing this morning. Band conditions are pretty good. Over.
Roger, yeah, I'm going through, is it Warren? Because I'm in Detroit, and I just kind of wondered, because I heard the other gentleman say, they can say it's in East Lansing. So just trying to make sure, see if a band was open or if this machine was linked or what there. So, all right, thanks for coming back, and let me know, NAWGL.
The Central Michigan Emergency Network and the FBI network. So there's four or five machines over there in Detroit. And it comes over here to Dansville, which is just a little bit south of Lansing area. But there is an opening because I can hear that the Warren machine all the way here into Lansing this morning. So, and hearing stuff all over. I mean, I'm hearing GMRS repeaters out of Wisconsin that are getting into our machines here. So these foggy, cool mornings are good for that kind of stuff. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, let's see what the night before last, I was talking to a guy in, well, I'm in Detroit. I'm talking to a guy in Flint, in Michigan, and I was talking to a guy in New York, Buffalo, New York. So, yeah, it looks like there's a slight band opening now. So, okay, all right, well, I'm going to scan the band and see what else I can pick up. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
All right, we'll catch you later there and have fun. Over to you,
Ed, KHJDS. Okay, Jason, KHJDS and N8WJLWADO. Yeah, very good. I did hear that net this morning. Wasn't sure where it was coming from, but it seemed like everybody was linked in on Echolink and then coming through a repeater somewhere in New York State. Well, maybe it was the one that you're talking about in Warren. But they were getting check-ins from all over the place. Very interesting for 440. So, yeah, you were saying about DMR and whether you were doing anything with that. I have not been active on DMR. You know, talk with 91 is about the most interesting thing for me. And then 3126 with the net on Monday night, but just haven't remembered to check in. KHJDS Mobile, W8EO, over.
Yeah, that's about all I partake in at the moment. I tune in at least on Monday night, and I do have a mobile set up here in the vehicle with me for DMR, and I catch a couple check-ins here and there, or people throwing out their call. I've heard you once in a while on 3126, but I gotta finally put a dedicated mobile 50-watt radio in my work vehicle, so getting on some more analog repeaters. Traveling the state, I can find a lot more action on that, and GMRS has really been taking off lately. So I've been enjoying that too. We got a few new repeaters in our area for, you know, GMRS that are up now, and we're catching a lot of new guys over there. And hopefully, handing them up into the ham bands. Hopefully, it's kind of the gateway band, so they say.
Yeah, KHJDS WADO. Yeah, you're exactly right, Jason. We have a young fellow over with Michigan State's Radio Club, and he was giving a fellow who is GMRS, who just got his ham radio license, he was giving him two repeaters, two old repeaters from the 80s or 90s, analog repeaters, and he was going to try to hack around with the two of them and make one that works, and he was going to put it on GMRS frequency. So, yeah, that's the thought, that you know, just like in the older days, people would migrate over from GMRS into the ham radio bands and get their technician general extra class licenses. So that's great. That's a move that's going on these days. So where are you located now, Jason? KHJDS WADO.
Well, we're 69 eastbound at, I got a mile marker coming up here. Mile marker 99. The next exit would probably be Perry. Still coming in on 5 watts low power on this radio, over.
Yeah, you're doing okay. I can tell that you're moving away from the repeater. So what do you switch over to when you get closer to Flint, over?
There, I just bumped the power up to medium. We'll see if that's any different, but I'm just scanning, so, I mean, there's a GMRS repeater in Flint. I can probably pick up the stuff out of Detroit from Flint as well. Right now I could, anyways. So, once I get out of here, I'm just going to be scanning the bands, and wherever somebody's calling out on, I'll tune in for a bit, see what's going on.
Very good. Well, that's the way to do it, that works. Yeah, making the going up to medium
which must be about 10 or 15 watts, did improve the signal a little bit. You're just getting a little bit of flutter, not bad at all. So I see that Jay put up the change in frequency for the Michigan State ClubNet tonight at 8 p.m., and we'll be using the two repeaters. This one, KB8IFI on 442.525, and then also N8OBU 444.575. So that's really good. Very, very nice, and we're very appreciative of these two gentlemen for letting us to temporarily use their repeaters for our net until we get ourselves situated a little better. K8JDS WADO.
KCRD. Still, I'll have to remember to try and catch you guys out there tonight. Usually I just come in on All-Star because repeater conditions aren't always the greatest for me to come in off a handy talkie anyways, but being over here, it's almost right in the backyard, so we'll probably catch you out there tonight. I'm going to cut you loose here, and work was trying to call me. I had to ignore a phone call here. I better get back and see what's going on. So 7-3s for now, Ed, and we'll catch you later. WADO from K8JDS, 7-3.
Okay, Jason, very good. Drive safe. We'll talk to you later. There was another station in there, so this is W8EO with K8JDS signed. W8EO is standing by.
KF8BRD. Just heard you gentlemen out there. Figured I'd say hello to Jason. Yeah, how's everybody doing this morning?
BID, I didn't get the prefix, but Jason was going to pay attention to work, and so BID, Whiskey 8 Echo Oscar.
My ID is KF8BRD.
Oh, KF8BRD. Okay, I gotcha. All right, you just checked into the Discord page. Let me see here. I know you were asking some questions. Hopefully you were getting some answers. Boy, we got a bunch of people on the Discord page, which is really great. So tell me your name again. I'm sorry, it slipped my memory. KF8BRD WADO.
My name is Jim, out of Grand Lodge, but currently mobile, heading out to do a couple random chores for the boss.
Okay, yeah, no, we met. Didn't we meet up at Sleepy Hollow? Over.
Oh, was that you at Sleepy Hollow? With me, was it me, Jay? And then there was two other gentlemen there. Were you one of the two other gentlemen? I'm really bad with names and call signs still.
Yep. That was me at WADO. And then the other guy was Jeff, Juliet Echo Foxtrot. And he is Nancy 8, Zulu Kilo Sierra K. No, wait a minute. N4ZKS, yeah, he's an N4. He was licensed in Florida. Yeah, we were up there, we were playing around with CW and the little QRP rig and the hamstick and so on and so forth. Yeah, sure. That was us. Over.
Hey, copy. Well, nice to hear you on the air. This forgive me if I'm not understanding every transmission. This, I'm getting a lot of muffle on my end. I don't know if it's my speaker or what, but.
Yeah, you know, every once in a while that happens, but you're full quieting into the repeater and doing very well. We were just putting this in the memory for tonight. The net from Michigan State is going to shift away from 442.9 because the repeater needs some work, and we had two gentlemen on 542.525.
desk.net here temporarily, so we appreciate that very much. But anyway, Jim, check in if you get the opportunity. KF8BRDW8EO.
Hey, yeah. I might have to check in and see what it's all about. On that net, anyways. I'm pretty common into the Wednesday night nets on the Okemos repeater and then the Philistine and TV net. Yeah, just looking to check out new ones.
Okay, but we do count the number of check-ins, so we appreciate that. So anyway, I'm going to pay attention to a couple of other things here. Nice reconnecting with you after Sleepy Hollow and kidding around with Parks on the air. So I'll say 73s, Jim. Good to put a name and a call together. KF8BRD from W8EO.
73, have a good day there, sir. KF8BRD, you're going to go back.
K73W8EO clear.
NHKPP.
NATDF mobile.
Got in my car in front of the sub shop. Where are you?
I am right in front of Dunham's heading your way. Where are you going? Are you staying there? Are you going home?
I think I'm either going home or right to Stony Creek, but I might be early for Stony Creek. They're starting at 1. So whatever works for you. I got no schedule. If you're on your way somewhere, I can meet you somewhere. I can sit here. It's only a couple minutes away. Whatever works.
It's no big deal. You're 4 minutes away, it says. So I'll be there.
Well, that's perfect then. All right, we'll see you in a couple of minutes. KE8 VSI.
I'll see you in a bit. NADO.
NADVF Mobile.
Man, that audio. Wow. It's working.
I literally have to have the volume at like 30% less than with that other one, too.
Wow. All right. Good to know. KEHVFI.
I appreciate it, man. Here's on me next time.
Rojo, well, it's on the radio, it was made for, so that's even better. And you get to use it, so I'm glad somebody I know is utilizing my mistake. I didn't really need it.
That's like half the radio stuff I've ever owned. It's like, I didn't really need this, but no, this thing's awesome. It goes very, very nicely with my my Kenwood ensemble, so I appreciate it.
Very good. Ooh, you're going to Lady James. I go someplace else, but I might sneak in a haircut today, too. Huh, glad you reminded me.
Let's go see if we'll do a two-for-one. I've got a wedding on Saturday, and I just, unfortunately, not working from home anymore. I don't have time to do these miscellaneous tasks that I neglect, and so it's like, okay, this has to happen today.
Yeah, there's definitely pros and cons to working from home or having a little more freedom than being on site and all that, but you got to work it out and do what's best. So, and well, here you are. In this case, you're sneaking in a haircut, so there you go.
Hey, Dakota, did you get my information on that amp in Telegram?
I probably did. I just haven't checked it yet. I was at our Sterling Heights yard racking a switch and smelling like garbage, so once I get back to the office, I'll check it out, unless you want to verbally give me the information while I'm driving.
Yeah, it's a, it looks like a PopTech ADU, but I think it might be like a knockoff. I don't think it's the real deal. So anyhow, it appears to be brand new in the box, 5N, 80 out, $50. But like I said, you can look it up online and see what you think.
I could probably have a deal because that's a good price to not even worry about it. So, excuse me. So, yeah, I'll definitely I'll hit you up on that then. What's the power? Is it cigarette 12 volts or what?
I didn't see what comes in the box. It's all underneath. I think there's a patch cable and a power cord. I don't think it had an end on it, so you'll have to put a cigarette lighter adapter on it or something. But I looked them up online. If it's an actual top tech, they're going for pushing 300. But if it's a knockoff, they're like 130, 140. So anyhow, I just assumed it was a knockoff and, priced it accordingly. Anyhow, like I said, you'll probably have to put a cigarette lighter plug on it.
That's even better yet because my new truck does not have a cigarette plug anywhere in it, so that's convenient. I will just do a fuse tap. So, yeah, market is sold. I'll take it.
Okay, and you're welcome to try before you buy, if you want to just try it out, make sure. But, okay, I just wanted to let you know. You know where I'm at.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you both. I'm rolling up to Lady Jane here, going to get a haircut, so I'll catch up to y'all later. NADDF, I will be clear.
All right, see ya. Hey, Greg, go ahead.
My business was concluded, but how you doing, Sean?
Doing good. Heard you guys gabbing over on the handheld, so I fired up the Cisco, connected up, and just looked up at the clock and realized I'm well past my lunch. I better go get something or else I'm going to jack myself all up, so... gotta do that.
Yeah, I just had a solid Philly cheesesteak at DeBella's, which are very good if you're ever into that. And that was the first thing I've eaten all day. I was so freaking hungry, but I'm good now.
There you go. Yeah, I think I had a sub the other day. I'm going to try to be a little bit better today. All right, I got to get to that. So do a high buy and get to that so I can get it and get back to work. Anywho, W8FUF yours.
All right, very good. Talk to you later on, KE8VSI.
You still in here, Greg?
Yes, sir.
Where was the haircut place? Wondering how far I am.
Is that Shaner and Hall, Lady Jane's? I believe that's where it's at.
Yeah, just a little too far. But, well, we'll catch up. No big deal. I got to run out here and grab some lunch. I don't know what I want, though, man. They put me on this Ozempic, and it's really kind of curtailed my appetite. Hard to... I don't feel excited about anything.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it, for sure. So, well... I don't know what to tell you about that. Yeah, nothing sounds good. I get it. so, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just babbling. So, anywho. Yeah. I'll be switching back gears again. That's T-Mobile. They got some sort of a test program where you can try their system before you commit. But I think you got to have a device. I'm like, trying to read up on it. That'd be great if I could just side-by-side it with my Verizon phone. So, see if I want to dare make the switch.
Yeah, you almost want to side-by-side it with like phones, though. Maybe just get the SIM card. Maybe could you swap that out and use the same phone? I'm not sure.
Yeah, so this phone is an eSIM, I think, and it's being used by my current provider, Xfinity. So I'm a little leery of eSIMing it onto this one. Then how, can I get it back? I don't know, you know.
Oh, is it an iPhone? Because I think they have an eSIM in it, and they also have a SIM card slot.
T-Mobile's got this little instructional website where they tell you, you know, go here, go there, check this, and if it says this and your phone's not, you know, your eSIM's not available for this, and mine showed up, it's not available, it's like, you know, it's being used for Xfinity, and it, you know, it would say unassigned or something like that or whatnot if I was able to use it, but the fact that it's assigned to Xfinity means I can't use it according to them. So I don't know. I don't know if there's anything else I can do. Like you said, a hard SIM. I don't think there's one in this phone.
All right. Well, I believe that's just going to be because it's currently active on Xfinity. Yeah, you would probably have to have them deactivate it and unlock it or whatever process they call that. And then you could put it on T-Mobile, but for testing purposes, that's not worth all the hassle. so I don't know, but yeah, you're rolling the dice one way or the other there. But if you could get, you know, one phone on one and one on the other, but just always keep in mind that, you know, you got two different, completely different phones, and then the service is the other aspect of it.
Well, and truth be told, it's not really, you know, an A-B comparison I'm looking for. It's more of a, you know, does it work, you know? Want to make sure it works where I need it to. So it doesn't really matter, you know? Not if it works better or anything like that. So that would just be, I would keep my regular phone, and then I would just use that and maybe forward to, I don't know. I just like to run around with one and see if it works in most of the places I need to go.
All right, I just pulled up at Mi Pueblo. I'm going to see if I can get something there, something responsible. W8.
All right, very good. I just pulled into Stony Creek, approaching the booth, and we'll talk to you soon. KE8 VSI.
PP Mobile.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe how deceiving they are. you know, oh, you need to talk to us or your Medicare insurance is going to get cut off. I mean, oh, it's so crooked, it's criminal. But I'm sure it's something that you've probably seen too.
Yes, I have. I've tried to avoid that stuff, and fortunately, I don't have any major problems yet. Do have a ham radio operator that works with that extensively on senior insurance, and I haven't really talked to her about it yet, but that's her business. She's been in for a while, and she keeps up on it, and so if I did have questions, I'd run it by her first, and she's been a ham radio operator for 10 years, just renewed her license because she got into it 10 years ago, and but hasn't really had an opportunity to get up to speed, and so she's got the makings of a good station, just a matter of time. They keep her pretty busy, 6 days, at least 5 days a week, you know, and she tries to get caught up on it, so... Anyway, I guess I shouldn't even mention about it, but because I don't know of any other insurance people for seniors, but that's what her specialty is. Anyway, and she has attended breakfast with us a time or two, but back to you, Wally.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, well, I will look you up if I need some assistance to find this person. I think I got it right. I've had a couple free appointments, and I haven't had any problems, and I haven't had any bills to speak of, so I think I figured it out. But other than that, you know, that the stuff that the phone calls, it's just how the cell phone and how everybody got my phone number, it's just amazing. So it's like, wow. So it's, not a good situation to be in, but after I figured out what the con artists were and who the legitimate phone calls were, I think I got it figured out.
I can empathize, and very good. Well, better days ahead, my friend, better days ahead. And yeah, we had a good meeting yesterday at the club meeting. Had a presentation on the 9/11 and how hams took part in that, and our president was in one of the towers, I learned last night when it happened, so that was a surprise. And we also remembered several of the hams that were working in a tower that didn't make it. They were up on the top when it happened and didn't make it, so there's a memorial as well as just a recap of it. So, anyway, sounds like you're about destined, so I'm going to let you go there, Wally. And we'll look forward to seeing you again. It may be a couple months, because by the time you get back, I'll be gone. So I'll look forward to talking to you again. Now, this is AD8FK.
It's always a pleasure. Yeah, it'll be probably 3 or 4 weeks before I get there again. So, yeah, I did the 9/11 thing yesterday when I was younger. I was a fireman, you know, part-time, paid on call, whatever the title is, on the other side of the state. And I'm still affiliated with them. I still help them out from time to time. We lost one about a year ago to an electrical line coming down in a house fire, and they did one of the memorials for like all of the fallen police and firemen over there in Oakland County, and that was just beautiful ceremony. So I put on my old uniform, it still fitted, and I went and did that. So, and I know quite a bit about the 9/11 thing. I was actually asked to go and help, not with the actual part of the you know, the catastrophe, but, you know, five of the guys from our department actually went because they still had all their regular business, and those guys went and helped with the regular business. So, kind of one of those things you kick yourself in the butt for, but decision I made at the time, so I have to live with it. Leonard, pleasure. Hope all goes well. We shall talk soon, and see if I can't time this repeater out. 3 minutes, as it says on the test. N-8-K-P-P.
Time to go home already? KF8X.
I got to do a couple of site checks. I just got done at one of my sites up around 15 in Gratiot. I got to head down to one of 10 in Harper, check some work, make some plans for some future work and stuff. So it's nice to get out and do that kind of stuff now and again. Keep sitting in the office.
This is true. At least your office isn't in the basement.
Well, nor will yours soon.
Oh, that's true. And, yeah, not much getting done today. Just a bunch of support issues, I guess. We're short-staffed, so somebody's got to do it.
You know, almost like they let people go.
Exactly. Well, they want things done faster. They got to hire more people now.
Yep, that's the conundrum. Ah, well, how have things? Have things settled down from all that fiasco? Everything find its level and sailing smoothly?
Well, I think they divided us up, right, into two different teams, but we're still kind of one team and kind of odd. We don't really have a manager. My manager's overworked because he's got too many reports. And so, it's managing. You know, most of us have been our experience, so we know what we need to do without the boss leaning over our shoulder telling us what to do. So we're just kind of staying the course and going on with our quarterly goals, I guess.
No, that's good. That's nothing better than that as a manager when you got people that just know what to do and get it done. Very much appreciated. And free up to do different things. So that's a good quality to have. Probably why you're there and not on the outside looking in.
1 second, I got a phone call.
Yeah, I'm just turning into my next stop, so I'll catch you in a few. W8FU.
There you go. I broke it. Yeah, it was somebody calling from the Border Protection Services thing, and he had a strong Indian accent. I don't think so.
And I can't get in the parking lot here. I'm waiting to turn into my next stop, and it's like, but Border Protection Services doesn't seem like something you really doesn't seem like something high on your list of things. Anyhow, I am making my turn here. I got to run inside and take some pictures and make some notes and make a couple of phone calls. So after yours, I'll be back in a few. W8FU.
All right. I'll talk to you later. KF8S.
K8RUH from W8FU.
Hey, C8LT.
888BB.
NADBF mobile.
Yeah, another person like keyed up over you and said, Eric?
All right, I don't, was trying to give that person some room, but they didn't come back in. What are you up to this evening? I'm just taking a quick ride over to pick up some dinner.
Roger, WEAP. Yeah, I'm just getting off work. I think we're going to get Chinese tonight. So, I haven't had that in a few weeks. But who's the other guy out there? Is that Dakota? I couldn't recognize. It sounds familiar.
I tried coming back to you guys, and I accidentally hit the VFO button, so I was yelling somewhere else. But Eric, how you doing, man? Been a minute. NADBF. And Anthony, go ahead. I didn't mean to double with you initially.
No problem, Dakota. I didn't hear you. I don't know if you're on your node right now. You sound super hollow. A lot of treble, no bass. But Chinese food, man, what a good call. We had Chinese earlier this week. We are in a eating out slump, unfortunately, making poor choices. So I'm on my way to Travis on 9 and Mac to get some sliders.
Roger, on the 9 and Mac. Dakota, where are you out there? You've got to be somewhere in the footprint, obviously, but you moved farther away, so I'm kind of perplexed.
Hopefully my audio is better now. The speaker mic wasn't plugged in all the way. I'm at 32 and 53. I'm like a stone's throw away from the Romeo repeater. Heading home. I live in Elmont now.
There you go. That does sound better. So, yeah. Dinner time, though. Dakota was playing dinner roulette last night, and tonight I got to play it.
Yeah, I don't know what I had. I can't remember what I had to eat Tuesday night. Last night I had, pot pies, which wasn't been all that great. I'm trying to think of what I had before that. Spaghetti. I had spaghetti before that. So there you go.
I had Taco Bell last night after drinking a couple beers, and man, today has been a rough one.
You really can't go wrong with Taco Bell, though.
Yeah, I haven't eaten in Taco Bell in about 5 years. But I like, my go-to place for fast food is Culver's. There's always one where I'm going, either in Bay City or West Branch or Traverse City or 23 in Hayes or whatever. There's one up on Van Dyke, not too far, well, like 30 mile in Van Dyke. Closer to Dakota, there's a Culver's, but you really can't go wrong at Culver's. Consistently good food.
I think Culver's is by far the best, closest thing to real food. Dare I say that? I think it's the best quality. It's very expensive, but good. I've been hooked on A&W lately. We've got one like 4 minutes from the house, which is a recipe for disaster, but they're, double bacon cheeseburger and cheese curds with a root beer, man. Sign me up.
That sounds delicious. Hey, guys, I got to run in. I will see if you guys are still talking when I get back out. Otherwise, have a great evening. K8RUH.
Joe, W-A-E-A-P. So what radio are you using, Dakota? Is that the ICOM?
No, it is the Kenwood THD-75, and I'm running a Signal SIG mag mount with a Comet RH-77 on the roof of the truck and a Kenwood speaker mic that Greg was so kind to give me today.
Roger, I'm just running a modest setup here. The DB20G, but I got this little miniature version of the Comet 2x4. It looks just like a Comet 2x4, but it's only about 20 inches tall. It works really, really good, especially on UHF. But I take this when I'm going on trips, you know, on the highway, if I'm going through the woods, because it's not that tall, you know, or going through drive-ins. But usually I run the 2x4, but I just never swapped it out, so I'm still running a small one. But it works amazingly well.
I've been occasionally looking at, I still have my Comet mag mount and my 2x4, but that 2x4 is so big on the roof of my truck that I got to take it down if I go anywhere, if I go through a drive-thru and things like that. So I'm trying to find something that's a happy medium. This 15-inch HT whip's been pretty decent. I mean, it's an HT, right? So I still have some picket fencing and some drops, depending on where I'm at. But for the most part on my commute, it gets the job done.
Roger. Yeah, I actually had a UHF to SMA adapter. I was running a Nagoya 771 as a magnet mount for a long time, and it worked amazingly well. That thing worked fantastic. I hit all the repeaters up on the way up north. I had the, 771G, the GMRS version, and I could almost go all the way up to West Branch hitting all the GMRS repeaters. But I have something that it might work for you. It's a diamond high-gain dual band, but it's shorter than the 2x4. But it's UHF mount, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've been pretty impressed with what this... I got this mag mount from Anthony a while back, and it's got the BNC on it. And, you know, these diamond RH-77s are like $22. So it's like, what do you have to lose? If it gets ruined, it gets ruined. I just don't know how long it's going to hold up in the elements and things like that. I try not to leave it up there, but the last couple of days it has not moved. What's the model number of that diamond?
It's an older one. That's what came with my magnet mount. I have a diamond magnet mount. It's kind of a brown color, but it's got a really thick coax. I have no idea what this coax is, but it's thicker than normal. I'm thinking it's a something 770. It's a 3-footer. It might be 32 inches. It's I think it's 3-gain. Hold on a second. My radio blast.
Hey Dakota, I'm back.
Sorry about that.
Alright, Eric said his radio was blasting or something. I think I'm in that low spot right now, so I'm probably pretty broken up.
It's got a coil on it, and you can pull up on it, and it folds over. They still make them, but I think something is 770 comes to mind.
Eric, you and Dakota...
I doubled with you a little bit, but I heard it's 770. I'll check it out because I feel like this probably isn't the best move for the winter, but I'm also trying to figure out if I can rig something off without doing anything permanent on this truck, so I don't know. But I feel like once I get to that point, I might as well just put a mobile in the truck.
That was a good double, too.
Well, like I said, I don't know if you heard the part where it's a UHF mount,
if you know what that is, you know, like a TL-259. But, it's a nice one. I don't use it because I use the 2x4 or the shorty. The short version of a 2x4. So
so I don't use that thing anymore. But it was their top of the line antenna, like, you know, 15 years ago, but it just sat in the closet. I never used it really.
Alright, hold on, I'm doubling with Anthony. Funny enough, I've never owned or used that MO. I have the, I've got a UHF mount as well. But, you know, I'll check it out because I'm trying to figure out what the best route to take is. I mean, so far I've been getting it done with an HP, but maybe I'll end up mounting something permanent.
Dakota, you should just bite the bullet and put a mobile in the truck.
Maybe it's... releases that new mobile that they leaked in, I think it was Japan or Thailand or wherever the hell it debuted.
Yeah. This little DB20G has done me good. I have a 778 and a 779. 779 Eddycone is a DB20G, but I've made satellite passes with this radio, this mobile, which I have on medium power. I've made satellite passes every single time I've ever tried. I've made a contact, at least two contacts. So, and it's cheap. And these radios are cheap and they're loud and they're reliable. So I've had this for 3 years now.
Nothing wrong with cheap and reliable, that's for sure.
Yeah, I had one of those. They were great. The only reason I got rid of it is because I was running two radios in the car, and then I finally got around to upgrading the one that was in the car permanently.
It's got the best display on it of any cheap Chinese radio and the best microphone, in my opinion, the way it looks. I mean, if you look at all those other little cheap $100 mobiles, they're not as good. They don't have a good meter on it, display. They don't have a good microphone, but... I got a couple of these and a couple of the 778s, which is the same radio, but just bigger. It's got like 5 more watts, and it's got a bigger display and a few other things. But, yeah, as much as I use it, I mean, this is perfect.
Yeah, for a $100 radio, that sounds pretty good. I mean, there's not a lot of things that are... really good quality product that costs $100.
That's my struggle right now. I'm not in a vehicle for long periods of time anymore. My commute's 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes home in the afternoon. So far, he's doing okay. I don't know how I'm coming in now, but I'm at 53 Dryden Road now.
It's 40 miles. 40 miles, just past Tough Road.
Guys, I am pulling into the house. I'll just listen in. It was great talking to you this evening. KEARUH 73.
Yep, I got to run through. Part of the gas station here.
KFACWP monitoring. KFACWP clear.
quiet.